The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 15, Letter Number 5596, Baruch Hashem, the ninth day of Tammuz, Tov Shin Yitzayim, Brooklyn, Rav HaGoyen, Rav HaChos, Turbayreinu Yitzchok Sheyichya Dubov. We had many letters to him earlier, the Rebbe wrote to him, and so the Rebbe says, I'm confirming receiving your letter from Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh Balok. And the Rebbe says, I'm also enclosing a copy of a letter I wrote to one. And the Rebbe says, also to you, these words are directed. I'm not sure what he's talking about, but the Rebbe blesses him for good news and for blessing for the Festival of Redemption with success, with the Rebbe's signature. So the Rebbe sent him a letter there too. I wonder, you know, we learned a very strong letter the other day about why he's not Fabrengen with the Bochrim or something like that, or I'm not sure if that has any applicable here. But in any event, so here the Rebbe said, I received also, he sent the Rebbe a redemption of no soul. There was a person whose father, of blessed memory, came to him in his dream. And apparently he said that his father was sort of upset with him in his dream that he did not do everything during the year that he's supposed to mourn for his dad. Maybe he didn't say Kaddish, maybe he didn't lead the service. I'm not sure exactly, but he... Father came to him in the dream, etc. So the Rebbe says you should take 10 people and ask in front of them forgiveness from your father, in front of 10 men, 10 people, 10 men, on the fact that during the year of mourning, not everything were properly, didn't do everything properly. As forgiving. Now, the Rebbe says, it's known, the ruling of our of the Holy Torah, that a father who forgives, it is forgiven. Now, sometimes people can't even, don't even have the right to forgive. So, for example, a Talmud Chacham, a rabbi, he may not be able to, or a king, or a leader, a prince, they may be at a high level that they can't even forgive because it's the honor of the Torah that they're protecting and you can't sometimes forgive. But the ruling is a father who forgives, it's forgiven. So when you ask your father forgiveness in front of 10, then you'll be forgiven. And once it's forgiven, you're done. The Rebbe also says that it's befitting to check the tefillin and the mezuzahs in his home, to make sure that they're all kosher, to check them over. So, that is what the Rebbe says about the dream that he dreamt that his father came to him. Now, he asked the Rebbe a question, you know, how is it possible that there is prophecy by non-Jewish people? We learned about Bilam and Balak and Baor, they were all prophets. How could there be prophecy by them? And the question is, even to just get the divine presence rest on you, forget about prophecy. Prophecy is even a further step in God revelation by the person. But even just to get the resting of the divine, you need to be totally subjugated. You need to be subjugated. How could you be? You can't be an entity by yourself and get the presence of Hashem. Hashem's presence comes only if you're totally not independent entity and you allow for Hashem to take you over. That means that the divine rests on you. That means the prophecy rests on you. So you lose yourself. But how do nations of the world, how do they have that level of subjugation and negation of self in order to be hosting Hashem in themselves. How could that be? So the Rebbe says, well, you could have asked even a better question, the Rebbe says. How is it possible for the nations of the world to get seven mitzvahs? A mitzvah means a connection. And here we say that every one of the nations of the world has a connection, has been commanded. This is not only individuals. In other words, you're asking me a question about prophets, about people having special relationship with the divine and resting in them, over them. And here we're talking about every individual, because every person is obligated to do a mitzvah. So when any non-Jew performs one of the seven mitzvahs that he's commanded, he has a connection with Hashem. How could he connect with Hashem if he's not subjugated to Hashem? And the Rebbe says, so the explanation is, okay, the Rebbe has a better question. He asked the Rebbe, how do they have prophecy when they're independent entities, they're not really subjugated to Hashem? How could they host Hashem in themselves? And the Rebbe says, well, how could every non-Jew be connected to Hashem through the mitzvahs if they're not subjugated to Hashem? The explanation the Rebbe says is that at that moment, at that time, he is subjugated. When he does the mitzvah, he is subjugated. And it's more force when there's a prophecy. What did he say? Bilam said, Neufel ugeluy elayim. Neufel means he would fall, which means he would lose himself. He could not stand and accept the prophecy. He had to be in a level of falling, which means a lack of his own self in order to host the prophecy of Hashem in himself. And the Rebbe further references the Rambam in Hilchos Yisrei HaTorah, chapter 7 in Torah Oir, Toldos Yutes Gimel. So the Rebbe addresses some of his issues that he asked the Rebbe, besides the fact that the Rebbe applied, gave him a letter that he sent to somebody else. He says it applies to him as well. He asked the Rebbe about the dream the person had. The Rebbe says, collect 10 men, ask forgiveness from them. And when a father forgives, that's forgiven. It's not an issue then. And as far as prophecy by the nations of the world, and what if they do mitzvahs, the Rebbe says, that means that at that point, when they have the prophecy, or at that point, they are subjugated, even though, other than that, they are separate entities. And that's why this is not a contradiction.